to be back with you, 865-200-5402. Sinclair's in parts unknown. It's pretty outstanding, if you ask me. I'll tell you who jacks me up today, and I say, hold on, I'm coming. Basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm turning to Donnie Tindall right now for 25 wins this year. 25 wins, Coach. That's all I ask out of you. Just kidding. Yeah. You're like, whatever, Basilio, whatever you're taking today, I want some of that. Hey, Coach, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your marriage. We haven't talked to you on the air since you're back in the game, back in the marriage. We love it. Coach, okay. How you doing?
Okay, he has dropped.
Oh, he's dropped. He's left the building. Sinclair, congratulations to you, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Tony.
Do you accept my congrats?
Right,
you did an unbelievable job.
Let's try him right now.
Last segment. Let's bring Coach Tindall in now. Donnie Tindall, how you doing?
Tony, I heard you say 25 wins, and I think cell service short-circuited. Something wrong with you this morning?
You know, like a friend of mine used to tell me whenever I'd say to him, hey, you got that money you owe me? He'd go, man, I can't hear you. We got a bad connection here. We got connection problems.
Hey,
Coach, talk to me here, if you can, regarding this early start to practice. I know this has been several years in the making, but do you enjoy the extra work that you get now? I believe it's, what, 46 days out from the start of the season you get to work with your guys. Is this important to you?
Well, it is. It's actually you get 30 practice days counting your exhibition games. 42 days out. So it gives you a little bit extra time. And I just think any time, particularly when you're taking a new program over, Tony, as a new coach, you get a chance to implement some things both sides of the ball. You get a chance to get guys to pick up your terminology a little bit quicker. And you know how it is. I mean, these games will be upon us before we know it. So I think any time you get a chance to work with these young guys and get the base of your program instituted, it's helpful. It really is.
How much did the small group sessions help you guys, Coach?
They certainly help. There's no question it's an opportunity to develop guys' skills from an offensive standpoint. 2 hours a week, in my humble opinion, just isn't enough. I wish it was four or five. But it certainly helps, again, just in regard to getting your terminology implemented, giving guys an idea of how you know, fast you're going to play, how your tempo is going to be in a practice-structured environment. So they're helpful. They're helpful. Anytime you can get on the floor, it's certainly an advantage, at least to some extent.
The 4 or 5 you're talking about instead of a couple of hours, is that something you feel like we'll see as we get more real now in this era that we're about to enter?
Well, I certainly hope so because, you know, you think about it. Guys, if you're not working with them those extra couple hours, they're playing pickup ball anyway. So I would much rather, as a kid, be with a coach that's developing my game and teaching me as opposed to just playing pickup ball. Not that guys don't like to play pickup ball because they do, but, you know, there's a lot of standing around in between games. There's the pickup games are loose and aren't very game-like. And so I think, you know, let them get a few more hours with a coach. That's why they came to school anyway, was to be around that coach and their staff and let them grow and improve a little bit.
Donnie Tindall joining today on your Tony Basilio show. I'm live today at Stover's at 4505 Asheville Highway. Sinclair is in parts unknown. Before we go to Cinco, a couple other questions for Coach Tindall. And Donnie, what are the biggest areas of focus for you in the initial week or two of practice that we're in right now?
Well, the biggest thing is developing our point guard play. You know, we really don't have a true point guard in the program, Tony, and we thought that Ian Childs, a fifth-year combo guard, would kind of assume that role, and it's not worked out the way we hoped. We're having to move Kevin Punter over from the two position to the point guard spot, and that's been a slow transition. Kevin is really, really coachable and just like a sponge, tries to absorb everything you tell him, but he's just not a natural point guard, and he's got to sacrifice some of his game to play that on our team this year, and that's part of it. He's an unselfish kid, and he'll do that. And then I think the second thing is tweaking some things that we do offensively or have done in the past to adjust our offense around our post players. We have some young post guys that are going to be good in time, but right now they're a little bit weak, or in Dominic Woodson's case, a little overweight. We don't have a prototypical post player you're just going to throw it to and get buckets or draw a foul. And so we've got to do some things to really get those guys out on the floor, ball screening with different type of angles, flat ball screens, traditional ball screens, what we call a reverse ball screen, where they change their angle at the last minute. And now they can get their baskets on pick and rolls or help up situations where they don't have to just score the ball on the post over top of a guy. And those are things we're really working hard at right now.
I want to go back. When you say things haven't worked out with Childs to this point in time, can you elaborate for us in terms of what you've seen from him thus far?
Well, to Ian's defense, he was hurt a lot this summer. You know, he had a hernia injury which kept him out, or surgery that kept him out about 5 weeks, and then he got back and he dinged his shoulder up and missed another week. And so he didn't have a summer to really evolve or improve. And then he comes back, he's a little bit out of shape because he didn't get much done this summer. And so now, you know, he's trying to fight through fatigue. And at that point guard position, if you're not in great shape, that's really, really tough. And then, you know, just being very frank, he's been turnover prone. Ian knows he's got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. I don't care if he ever scores a basket, but he's got to have at least a 1.5 to 1 assist to turnover ratio. Right now it's about 1 to 2 the wrong way. We chart everything we do in practice. And so I'm certainly not discouraged with Ian, but he certainly has to pick it up and make some huge steps forward or some huge steps in regard to progress in the next few weeks.
And obviously you saying this, these kinds of things publicly about him, you're motivating him, right? You want him to see that, hey, we expect more from you.
Well, yeah, I'm not, you know, throwing Ian under the bus in regard to saying he won't get there or he can't get there. And nothing that I've said is real derogatory other than the fact he's got to do a better job taking care of the ball. And to his defense, he was out most of the summer with an injury. So he's not where we need him to be to just say, hey, I'm going to give you the ball and let you run our team. That's certainly not the case. And I hope as we move forward that he'll make the strides that at some point that will be the case. But right now it just isn't.
Great Donnie Tindall in the mix and in the hunt with us, Tennessee head basketball coach. As basketball season's right around the corner, it's unbelievable how close we're getting to this season. And your roster, you guys turned it over in the offseason, essentially a brand-new basketball team the Vols will bring in with a brand-new head coach and a brand-new look and approach. So let me ask you this. How different, Donnie, is your approach with a roster where few guys have played together compared to, say, what you would do with a group that's been together for multiple seasons?
Well, I think the biggest thing is this time of year, it's a lot more drill work. We certainly get five-on-five stuff into our practice plan and get up and down the floor about the last 40, 45 minutes of practice. But on the flip side, it's more breakdown drills. It's more three-on-three stuff. It's more four-on-four stuff where it's teaching. It's fundamental stuff where if you had a veteran team like my second year at Southern Miss where guys have been through it for a year, have a good chunk of your team returning. Now you can get to mostly five-on-five and teach the newcomers on that particular team on the fly or in the film room, whereas this year with a new staff, a completely new team, a very, very young team, there's a lot of breakdown stuff in your early season practices.
Hey, Cinco, jump in here. Sean Sinclair with Donnie Tindall. Go ahead, Shawnee.
Coach, a couple questions. Sure do appreciate you taking time to be on the show today. I know you're very busy. You have a roster made up primarily of guys that were stars at junior college. They were either highly recruited and then, you know, blew up late like Owens, guys that were leaders here at Tennessee. Your initial reaction to how these guys have meshed together and want to be a team right now where they've, you know, they've always been the bell, or lately they've been the bell cow of their respective team.
Well, one thing we're going to always try to do is recruit character guys. And I'm not saying that there won't be a point in time where we take a guy that you're given a second chance. There won't be a guy that maybe has some baggage once in a while. That's the nature of what we do. But on the flip side, we want character guys in our program, and I think we have that. Now, all these guys have been really, really coachable. We don't have a bunch of ego guys that are concerned with only themselves. And that leads to good chemistry. Guys hang out off the floor. They get along. And then on the floor, they've been pretty competitive to this point. Not where we want them to be yet, but making strides. So I think the backbone of all that is just having good people in your program. And then the chemistry, the camaraderie, the being a great teammate stuff works itself out.
Coach, I've followed you enough through your career as a head coach to know that you don't concede anything, regardless of the circumstances or your roster. You attack the opponent full force, and your quick turnarounds at those programs certainly look at that. We at the SEC, we have Kentucky, Florida, and they're awfully loaded, et cetera. But the beauty of this sport is it's a tournament sport. You as a staff look at the SEC and try to negotiate your way through there, or kind of what we would call major in the majors, to put yourself in position to the for the tournament, or do you just take one game at a time?
Well, I think literally in college athletics, you'll hear any coach or most coaches talk about the process, the daily grind, and just getting better every day. And it's not just coach speak. You really, as a staff, I challenge my assistants to get a little bit better every day, to do a little bit more. As the head coach, I'm always telling our team, I've got to be better. I've got to do better. I've got to make better decisions so that everyone in our program, it trickles down. They know they need to improve each and every day. And if your players and coaches are getting a little bit better, then collectively your team is going to get better. And I think the way that we practice, the way that we hold guys accountable, the film study that we do, not just early in the year, but literally through the entire season, has always made our team improve throughout the year and be playing our best basketball late in the season. And, you know, that's why we've had the tournament runs. That's why we've had postseason wins. That's why we've won conference tournament championships. So your goal is to certainly get better and better every day. And if you're playing your best basketball late in the year, that's fantastic. Now, also, I understand you've got to be pretty good early in the year at this level to give yourself a chance to be an at-large tournament team if that were the case or if the opportunity presented itself. So every day is so important, and we never take that for granted.
Hey, Donnie, I want to point something out and brag on you real quick if I can, if you don't mind. And also, I'm gonna shine the spotlight on you here, so just try and be patient with me. I had a guy walk in to a program we did recently when I was at a Hardee's, and I believe it was over off Chapman Highway, right over the Henley Street Bridge there. And he walks up to me and says, "Hey, Tony, you're not gonna believe what just happened to me, but I got a call. I'm a season ticket holder, or have been, and I let my tickets go last year. And I got a call, a personal phone call from Donnie Tindall asking me if I would consider coming back to the fold." Donnie, you're working hard, aren't you? You're calling people.
Well, we are, and, you know, there's been a few instances where I've made a call like that, so I can't remember exactly which instance that was, but, you know, I've always said this, and I firmly believe it. When you reach out to people, when you spend time with people, when you don't act like you're too big time to talk and spend time in Walmart or at the grocery store with a few folks, those people start to feel some ownership and some pride in your program because they know you, or they know your assistant coaches or your players. And I'm going to always spend time with people, Tony. It's my job not just to recruit and coach our team, but to market our program and to represent university. That's just part of my job, and I enjoy doing those things.
Hey, Coach, on the way out here, where are you guys conditioning-wise? And by the way, I love your approach. I've gotten to know that about you from the very moment you got here. You're very people-oriented. People are telling me that. People who interact with you in the community, they say, hey, this guy takes some time to hang out and sort of let his hair down and that sort of thing. So good for you. Please don't change as you have tremendous success here. I'm going to hold you to that. And then give me a thought on your team's conditioning, because I know that's going to be key for you guys going forward.
Well, I keep a log or a file folder on every team I've had since I've been a head coach. And I look back through it, including the years we had Kenneth Reed at Moorhead, and I had notes after every conditioning session of who made times and who didn't and how many sprints we ran. Well, we had 10 conditioning sessions this fall. Last year at Southern Miss, we had 8. 4 years ago, Kenneth's senior year, we had 9. And so, you know, we're right there in the ballpark of how many times we've conditioned. Now, our team here, guys made times at a higher percentage of any team I've had since Kenneth Fareed's senior year. The only guy that has really struggled to make times is, of course, Dominic Woodson, who we've talked about, wasn't here this summer. Came in overweight. He's shedded 19 pounds to this point. So he's made progress. But every other guy in our team is in fantastic shape. And with that being said, they still have a hard time getting through our three-hour practices. But that's all part of it. But I think right now, conditioning-wise, we're sitting at a pretty good spot, and we just got to continue to improve as we get through these practices.
And Coach, early on, and I know you got to go, and I really, a million times appreciate your time and love your approach and what you're doing. You talked earlier on about Childs and having to slide some folks over, including punter, to give him a shot at point guard. Have you had some pleasant surprises so far early on in the workouts and in the practices?
We have. I think two or three guys in particular, Tony, and thanks for your nice words, by the way. But Willie Carmichael is a guy that's gained 25 pounds over the summer. He has a great motor. He plays extremely hard. He reminds me of Kenneth when he was young, just because he's not super skilled, but he plays incredibly hard. He tries to block everything. He doesn't miss blockouts. He tip dunks balls. So he's been really good for a young guy. When he gets another 15, 20, 25 pounds on his frame, he's going to be a very good SEC player in due time. The other guy, just because he's having to absorb a new position and sacrifice so much of his game, has been Kevin Punter. And I know he's not going to look like $1 million every night this winter at that spot, but just his willingness to sacrifice, his coachability, how hard he's trying to be better and help our team at that position has certainly been impressive. And outside of that, everyone else has made nice improvement and solid contributions, but those two guys in particular have really had good summers and falls thus far.
Donnie, really appreciate your time. Unbelievable spending a few minutes with you. On the way out, you guys have really used the football experience to sell what you're doing, and kudos to you. And that wonderful thing that you did with the camp right around the football opener was just a tremendous stroke of genius for you, I will say, whoever came up with that. Your thoughts on the football culture here and the power of it to sell your program?
Well, it's a huge advantage for us. First and foremost, Coach Jones is doing an absolutely incredible job. He's inherited, much like I did, a young team without much experience. His recruiting classes, both this one that's freshman now and the one coming in next year, are just fantastic. He went out of his way to meet and greet recruits that I've had on campus and spend some time with them. And then you bring them to an environment like we had Saturday, unbelievable crowd, the energy and passion that you could feel on the football field or in the stadium Saturday was just amazing. And so Coach Jones, his entire staff, and the football environment in itself is really helpful. We had two or three kids on campus this past weekend, and they were just raving about it. So Coach Jones is to be commended. There's no doubt in my mind. I was at LSU when Coach Saban was there. I've been around some different coaches and see how they do things. And Coach Jones is going to get this thing going in a big, big way at Tennessee. Just needs some time to get those guys a little stronger and a little more experience, just what we're going to go through this season on the basketball side.
No question. And, Coach, I'm going to preach patience to this fan base and not to get too crazy and get the cart out in front of the horse and embrace what you guys are doing, because I know it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and your guys are going to play hard. And I appreciate your time, Donnie Tindall. I'll give you the final word here on the way out. Have it, my friend. Anything you want to touch on, go ahead.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And you know, I've had so many fans already say, hey, Coach, we understand, you know, where your program's at and what you inherited. And my thing is this, I want to win every game just like everybody else. Trust me, I do. But on the flip side, I think these young guys need to be given the chance to make some mistakes and have some bumps in the road like they will, and we'll get better for it. And we want to go 31-0 this season. Trust me, that's the goal. But on the flip side, we just have to understand the process and where our program's at, and recruiting's so important. It's vital, and we feel like we're making good headway there. So it's going to be fun, not just this year, but certainly as we move forward, Tony.
Hey, Coach, you know, when coaches used to say process to me, you know what they meant? Basilio, we're processing you. Basilio, we're processing you. Thank you, Donnie.
You got it, man. Thank you.
You're my man. Take care. He's a trip. That guy's classic.